Worst memory was in 1970 when we got kicked out of the Football League. So I was the sports presenter of Radio Leeds at the time, and so it was my job to go to Park Avenue to find people to talk about Vox Pops in a way, the chairman of the club, the manager Laurie Brown at the time, other people, and I was honestly in tears again when I went back to the studio to present this story of the demise of my club dropping out of the Football League after all those years when I'd supported them. They'd been a top team, they'd beaten Arsenal, they'd beaten Manchester United and Manchester City, and now all of a sudden we were being kicked out of the league. And then when it came to demolishing the ground, which happened a couple of years later, they played there for a couple of years in the Northern Premier League, and then it was decided if we're going to demolish the ground, which again broke my heart. And there was a centrepiece of the main stand, which was absolutely iconic, is the right word for it. Very similar to one at Fulham at Craven Cottage, and we had a doll's house in the corner. And I asked to have some memorabilia from it, to have this centrepiece, and I was promised I could have it, and I never got it. And I would say that broke my heart. That's a little bit too dramatic to say. But it would have been a wonderful reminder for me of so many great times, so many happy memories, great players, and wonderful people. And the spectators, do you know, I can still see now the faces of some of those spectators. There was a big thin lad called, I think he was Ted, he was either Ted or Eddie. And he all stood in the same place on the terracing behind the goal and woe betide anybody who came across him. And then we had a group of supporters who, again, always took the same spot. People always had their favourite vantage points. I used to, at one time, I was almost below a wall, peering over the top of the wall. And then years later, after the ground had closed, I was filming for Yorkshire Television and took two or three old players, Bill Barnes, Malcolm Lawton, I remember, and we went back to see what was left of the old ground. There was now a cricket school there, but they had a key and allowed us through, and the old turnstiles were there, and there was a lot of grass. It was getting very overgrown. We could see the penalty area, and you could see the barriers that people used to lean on. And just, I don't know, there was just something about it. It sent an eerie shudder through you, thinking this is where it happened. This is where Stanley Matthews, one of the greatest footballers of all time, played. This is where 32,000 people once watched a match. This is where we beat Manchester, And it is heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking. Yeah, you move on to a new home, but you never lose that sense of love for your first home.